Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of the NFT Report. Today, we are going to talk about staking. I don't mean staking a tent or eating a steak. We're talking about staking NFTs and digital assets. It's an interesting concept that has definitely been en vogue lately. Every project seems to have some kind of staking option planned or reward with a token that has infinite utility in the future that'll make you millions of dollars. But let's examine that, because I'm sure a lot of you aren't quite sure what staking is or how it works, or even if you are, is it worth it? So we're going to talk about some of those things today and just what it is, how it works, and some of my opinions on it. Of course, everything that we talk about is not financial advice. Do your own research. I am not your financial advisor, the whole deal. But let's get into it. So it's been a little while since the last episode. I keep taking longer than I should. The market was hot and I was trading NFTs and it was fun. And I didn't get to some of my research here. But I've been noticing that so many projects are introducing staking in one form or another. So what is staking? First of all, let's talk about that for a second. Staking in general is, in the crypto sense, you're taking a digital asset as a security deposit for something. You can think of it like locking up your digital asset for some kind of a benefit. In a traditional crypto, think Ethereum, Cardano, things like that. Any blockchain that works on a proof of stake system, you can stake tokens to validate transactions and get a reward for that, usually in the form of more of whatever coin it is you're staking. But it's not really what we're going to focus on here today. But basically, there's that kind of staking for crypto. That's been around for a while. Eventually, Ethereum 2 will be using that as well, so that it'll be proof of stake and not proof of work. We've talked about that in a previous episode a little bit. So that's not what we're getting into here. What we're going to get into in a little bit more detail is what it means to stake an NFT or stake the utility tokens for an NFT project. So let's talk about staking with NFTs, because so many projects are adding this to their roadmap these days as supposed value for the project, right? Stake this, stake that. If you stake this NFT, you'll get all these rewards. You'll get rich. It's amazing. But the reality is, in my opinion, most of these staking rewards are kind of, they're mostly worthless, but we should still talk about it. So when you stake an NFT, what happens is you're kind of locking up that NFT somewhere for a period of time to earn a reward. With NFT projects, usually that reward is a utility token. It can be other things. I'll talk about a couple of the other things it could be too, but usually it's a utility token and you'll get some amount of it per day, depending on how many NFTs you own. You can use that token for things in the future. You can use it to, in the case of Sneaky Vampire Syndicate, you earn blood tokens. You can use those blood tokens to get yourself onto mint lists for other projects. Or you can use those tokens to mint new NFTs that the SVS project releases. So there's utility there in the sense that it gives you access to other NFTs. So that's a true utility token, right? There's not much monetary value to it. There could be. People could see that as a valuable utility and want to pay real money for it. But oftentimes these tokens don't have a lot of real monetary value. Other reasons that you might stake your NFT for a project is sometimes they'll give you access to special drops of new NFTs or give you some other kind of special benefit within that project. You're not getting a reward in terms of actual tokens, but you're getting a reward in some other way. There's also DAO governance. So you might stake an NFT with a project to be part of the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization. And in doing so, with that staked token, that staked NFT, you're able to vote on the DAO's initiatives and directions that they take. So that's another kind of staking reward in a sense. And then, of course, there's like play to earn gaming rewards. You might boost character abilities or combine different things to boost the rewards of the NFTs in this game sense, right? So in Cool Monkeys, a project that released recently, you stake the NFT, you get CMB tokens back, which are a game utility token that you can then use to buy stuff in the Monkey Metaverse. You could buy a Boost Pass, which is another NFT that you could then apply to your Monkey to further increase the rewards, but you had to stake that Boost Pass first. Okay, so there are some things you should know when you're staking an NFT or tokens or crypto for that matter. And that's that when you stake it, it will be taken from your wallet. And that can be alarming at first if you've never staked anything. You go through this process, all of a sudden it's gone. You're worried you just got hacked and lost it. But that's generally not the case. You still own the item. It's just locked away in a staking wallet somewhere. Now, you do have to be careful here, though, because this is a way to scam somebody out of their NFTs. Somebody launches a new token and they tell you that if you have a Bored Ape, then we will give you 10,000 of this new token. And so you go and you do the staking and you don't read the contract properly. And what ends up happening is they take your Bored Ape from you, right? Or whatever NFT it is. So you've got to be really careful here. Make sure that if you're going to participate in anything that where you approve a staking transaction on your wallet, that it's from a reputable source, right? Lots of ways to get scammed in this space. You have to be careful. But don't worry if it's from a reputable source, and they usually will have a website that you can go to view your staked assets so you can see your NFTs there. Now, one project that did something really cool is the Sneaky Vampire Syndicate, where they created a kind of ghost copy of your NFT. And so when you staked your NFT, your vampire, you were sent an exact copy of it on the Polygon network so that you can still see the asset there, which is kind of nice. You still get to look at your artwork without having to go to a separate website, but it's staked away. And then when you unstake, that little ghost version goes away and you get the real version back in your wallet. I thought that was a nice touch. I wish more projects would do that, but that was cool. So anyway, what this does is it reduces market supply, which can help increase prices on the secondary markets on OpenSea. Now, that's not always the case, right? But usually it's nice to see that, right? As you reduce supply through staking, there are fewer and fewer of them available, and it creates an upward pressure on prices if there's demand for the project. There's not always demand, in which case it doesn't matter how many of them are staked. So that's one of the benefits to the project for staking. They have their holders are putting away this token, kind of locking it away in good faith, saying, hey, look, I'm not going to sell this. You're going to give me some little reward. I'm not going to put it on the market. This is good for both of us. Now, you should be aware that when you stake, it costs money, gas. You're going to have to pay gas transaction fees to stake, to unstake, to approve your token for staking in the first place. And on Ethereum, that can be cost prohibitive. Sometimes it can cost you $100 or more just to stake and unstake your asset, or to claim the tokens that you have been rewarded. If your tokens are not worth $200, and that's what's going to cost you to claim them, you're probably not going to want to do that. So be careful and be aware of the fact that when you stake, you first have to approve the NFT for staking usually. Then you have to pay to stake it. Then you have to pay to unstake it, or you have to pay to claim the thing, the rewards that you're getting. So that can become a little bit of a problem in terms of cost to you. So you want to make sure if you are going to stake something, that it makes sense to stake it. Liquidity can be an issue with these token rewards in projects, right? So sure, everyone gets these free tokens for staking their NFT asset, but unless there's some real true utility to it, sometimes it can be difficult to make a market for that token. In other words, to buy and sell it on an open exchange where I can exchange ETH for that token to buy more of them. I can then sell those tokens in exchange for ETH. You want to have market makers, right? And so what you can do in many cases with these projects is you can be a liquidity provider. Now, the way liquidity providing works is it's just another type of staking, right? So you're going to take some amount of ETH and an equivalent amount of the token you're staking in terms of ETH value, and you're going to stake them both. You're going to lock them both up together. And then that position is going to be there to provide liquidity. And what I mean by that is, let's say that you're staking ETH for these blood tokens from SVS. I don't even know if you can do that, but let's say you can, and you're going to provide liquidity for them. So what that means is that if the price of blood tokens goes down relative to ETH, what's going to happen is that all the LP stakers are going to have their positions rebalanced slightly. In other words, they're going to purchase that excess supply of blood tokens and sell a little bit of the ETH. What that does is it creates liquidity for the people that are trying to get out of their blood tokens. Conversely, if the blood token goes up in value versus the ETH, then they will purchase ETH from the market and sell blood tokens in the rebalancing process. So ultimately, what's happening here is you're kind of automatically creating liquidity for this asset. Now, this works as long as the token and doesn't get too out of sync with the value of ETH, right? So like if the token goes to zero, then there's no more liquidity, right? It's gone. You can't rebalance. It's over unless somehow some value comes back for that token. And if it gets significantly out of sync, if the token decreases in value enough, the people that are providing the LP staking are going to probably try to unstake their position and just take their losses, which is furthermore going to reduce liquidity. But I don't want to get too deep into LP staking. It's another type of staking that can be done to create liquidity for a token that you've received that a project is doling out. Okay, so back to the NFT staking stuff, right? So a lot of projects are doing this now. I'm seeing it left and right. The question is it worth it? Does it even mean anything when you look at a project and you're evaluating and it says that they're going to have staking and there's going to be some utility token? And in my opinion, right now, it's kind of a gimmick. Right? There are very few projects that have generated a token that has any real meaningful value behind it. Very few. Most of the tokens are worthless or have no liquidity to them. The game that they are going to have utility for doesn't even exist yet. And it's hard to say that even when the game does exist, that those, the value of your tokens will be meaningful enough to make them interesting, right? I think tokens, NFT staking and rewards for a token, that's here to stay. But in the vast majority of cases, I don't see it as that much of a benefit to the project. So I wouldn't hinge your decision to buy or sell a project based off of the idea that they're going to have staking available in return for some utility token. Maybe that's part of the equation, but you want to make sure that the actual utility you're going to get is meaningful and interesting in a way. Chances are it's not. So for most of these projects, it's just a buzzword. I'm hoping we see some exceptions to that. We have the Bored Ape token supposedly coming out sometime soon. I don't know when. Some have said February. Could be longer than that, but I don't know. If anyone's going to do it right, they have the potential to. Big project, lots of money behind it, lots of smart players in that space. I'm hoping they can do something nice with it. And, if that's the case, it may very well be a wonderful token to have. Maybe staking your ape will make sense. I don't know. They haven't announced how it's all going to work. In general, when you are thinking of staking an NFT, you really need to consider the costs of it. How much is it going to cost to stake and unstake in terms of gas fees? And does that cost justify the reward you're going to receive? Is it valuable enough to justify paying a few $100 or $100 to do the staking and claiming and all of that? Because if it's not, you're just throwing away money. It's really easy in this space to throw around $100, $200 without even thinking about it, because it's just such a small fraction of an Ethereum. But if you are literally taking that $100, $200 and just throwing it into the trash every time you stake and unstake, you're gonna think differently about it, right? So it's important to come back to reality here, how much money you're spending just on gas fees on the Ethereum network, and will the staking process generate enough of a return for you to justify it? And that return doesn't have to be monetary, right? If you're really into the game that project is creating, then maybe staking is worth $100 or $200 to you because you want to use that token to play the game and you get some, entertainment benefit from that, in which case for you, hey, great. But in general, most people, I think, when they stake an NFT, they're looking for some kind of potential monetary reward, which is why everyone's getting excited about staking these days, because they think it's going to make them rich. They're going to get, some giant bag of tokens that's going to be worth $1 million. And in a lot of cases, they are initially worth a decent amount of money because of the hype. But that usually peters out pretty fast. So be careful out there. I think that it's important to understand staking because you're going to see a lot of it. You already are seeing a lot of it. If you're looking at NFT projects at all, every other one has some sort of staking reward planned or in existence already. So just be aware of how staking works, what it's for, whether it even makes sense to do it or not. A lot of projects announce staking and suddenly their price floor goes up dramatically. And I just don't see the value there. Unless there's something that they're doing that's very concrete and easy to see where it translates to value, I wouldn't worry about it too much. So there we go. Short and sweet. Staking with NFTs. Lock up your NFT. Get some rewards. Maybe it'll be worth something. Probably won't be. But it's worth knowing about. You're going to see a lot of it. The projects that do it right are going to show really how it should be done. In which case, you know, maybe we'll see another proliferation of it. But in general, it's not going to translate to a lot of value. So there we go. Now you know a little bit more about how to stake an NFT or how that process works, at least anyways, what the expected rewards can be from that. It'll be nice when it doesn't cost gas fees or expensive gas fees in the future. And I'm really hoping there are some projects that do it right and provide real utility and real value for the staking process and the rewards you get. You know, once again, thanks for listening. You can catch all of our episodes on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts. Of course, you can also get more information on our website at thenftreport.io. And until next time, which is hopefully not as long as it was from the last time, I hope your NFT trading goes well. We've been in a little bit of a bear market slump the past few days, or probably last week or so anyway. Might continue a little bit longer, but I'm hoping we get out of it. So we can all start making some money again, right? All right, everyone. Talk to you next time.